Podcast Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.fakeologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat.
Let's try that. Hi everyone, you are listening to Fakeologist Radio at fakeologist.com. It is currently Wednesday, April 14, 2021. I am Benoit from Geneva, Switzerland. I am with Farce Value, Yann-Eric, Linda Curtis, Mizom, and Purple Play. And we were discussing off-air, and we said that we did not have much to talk about, so I will bring something off the table. Bernard Madoff died in jail, supposedly, today. So we all know that this guy probably has no real existence in a sense that he's not the person that was depicted or whatever. But what do you think of everything that was said at the time, because it was long ago?
Bernie Madoff went off.
He made off with the money.
Bernie, who made off with the money, is taken
what
off.
What a joke.
I don't really know that much about it.
I don't buy that story at all. I don't think it's even a real character. It's just a story.
I would agree with you.
Something to make everybody angry, I think.
Yes. Oh, the evil Jews are stealing all our money. Oh, rage.
Yes, definitely. He was the scapegoat. But as of the existence of the character Bernie Madoff and the fact that people gave him money, or at least to the organization he was representing, I think that it's true for the fact that at the time, it was 2008 at the time, maybe a year later, I was on a private setting with someone that, without revealing too much, was at the time implicated in high finance in Geneva. And I asked him about this whole made-up situation, and I have no reason to doubt the guy much. And he said that there was something that was called the Madoff Organization or something like that, and that people were giving money to that organization, and that at the time, at the time of the collapse, it was just before still prestigious to have some of your money into that organization. So I think that that part of the story might be true in the sense that people were giving him money or whatever. To the fact that it collapsed and that people lost money, I don't know. I don't really know. And to the fact that it was really him that was on the top of it, I don't think so. But I think that there was an organization that was existing under that name, and that was at least receiving some kind of payment.
I think a lot of organizations and huge corporations have fictional frontmen, which are like more like marketing or something to fix your attention to. They're not real. The real people running the organization is hiding in the shadows, out of the limelight.
Yes, and that's also a tactic that iFinance is using. Yes, and I can speak about two cases. One is the guy was named Nick Leeson, and supposedly was the guy that brought the Barings Bank down. And then the other
in the UK.
Yes, but he was located in Singapore at the time, but the bank was in the UK, right? And one of them is more recent, is Jérôme Kerviel, which was a trader for the Société Générale. And apparently the guy was a scapegoat for a loss of about 4 billion or something in that region.
Well, banks are running a double set of books, so we really don't know whether they are really bankrupt or they're just being reorganized.
Well, the stock market in and of itself is just a... Who knows what's going on there? I mean, who keeps track of all that money? It's like just sitting there. I mean, I can't imagine some sticky fingers wouldn't be interested in
There's so much insider trading, and it's ridiculous. that shit is totally rigged.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah,
but
the
amount of
fake money that is supposedly created and brought into the system, none of this number makes sense in all reality.
No. You can see it when shit happens on the stock exchange as well.
Go ahead, Linda.
No, I was just going to say, I think that's probably what banks do with our fake money. Like,
oh, absolutely, yes.
You know what I mean? They're betting, they're making money with our money. That's why they don't. That's why we can't go get, say, you know, $10,000 out, because they don't keep that much or whatever, because they're using it to make money. I mean, they're ripping us off, and then they're charging us to write us a check or whatever. You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
It's in the bill. It used to be that you could earn interest at the bank. That's
yes.
No longer a thing.
They
I mean,
just
they,
make no. money off of nothing, really. It's like pulling
yeah, it's
out
like computer. Air. It's a computer exchange.
And leverage effect also. The fact that if I give you $1, you can use about $100 to bet on the market or to buy promise on contract or whatever. Makes absolutely no sense.
Right. I mean,
no.
If you look at the way our system's set up, everything's ripping us off. I mean, your insurance
yes.
company, they force us to get insurance on our house, but yet you could go a whole lifetime and give them thousands and thousands of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars, and you never use it.
Right.
I mean,
car
that's just blatantly ripping you off.
All the insurances.
It's the reinsurance company that actually pays out. It's not the insurance company you have insurance in. Because they
well,
are insured
yes.
against getting a payout.
To give you
it's a two-level system.
An idea,
yes,
though.
And also, one trick that was used in Switzerland, and maybe Nizam can speak up and attest of that, is that the people had an insurance against epidemics. And they refuse to pay those people because they say that's not an epidemic, that's a pandemic.
Well, I have a story about my niece works for an insurance company for mortgages for your house, you know, the insurance that you get, like your regular fire insurance. And, you know, after we had all our big fires just this past fall, they were given a list of all these customers that they had that they are no longer insuring. They're just dropping them because they are high risk. So all these people that live in quote unquote fire danger or higher fire danger, whatever, they just dropped them. They're just not going to insure them anymore. And so, you know, like you said, they make us pay all this time, but when they don't want to insure you, they have the right to just see you later.
Yes.
Yeah, and if you still owe on your house, like if, and you don't pay for your insurance.
Well, you got to go find. Yeah, you got to go find
a
higher rate. They will find
yeah.
you a higher rate somewhere, like
it's just like property taxes. If you don't pay those, then, you know, if you owe a mortgage, then they can just come and take your house, although you paid, say, $40,000 on it or whatever. They can just come and say,
right.
It's ours now, and you get nothing. I mean,
there's
it's all a big ripoff.
There's a split title on the house. You never really own it outright anyways. That's why they can come and take it off, even if you paid it down and everything. Your house is registered in a register, and the register owns the house. You have just had
is
the right
to. Is there a way to get
it.
Out of that? Do you think that we can remedy that, you know, all that law stuff that they've been putting out? Or you think if we change our status or whatever, that would...
Yeah, you can set up an estate, but that's a long process.
What, like a trust?
No, an estate
yeah.
is something else. You need a weapon shield, and you need a big seal and a small seal, and you need a motto. And it's a way to do it. All the top elites to do that. puts them in.
I'm sure there's probably seven seals, right?
No, you need ones. No, you need two. You can see it on all documents. They use the seal when they close the document. They have that red stuff on and they stamp it with a seal.
No, I was making a joke about the Bible, sorry. The seven seals.
Well, I thought you were talking about the wax that you put on, you know, the Pope
yes.
or whoever. Yeah.
No, all people of high standing have that set up. We never learn about that stuff in school, though.
Right.
It sets you above the system or the rest of the people.
Is that through the law system, or is that something else that I...
No, this is old stuff. Really. It has to do with your status. You could say that...
Another...
It's called noble house.
Point,
you could say that the estate is the house. So if you don't have an estate, you're... Actually, you don't have a house to protect you.
I
and
see.
You're,
basically...
You're prey by default.
So basically, the estate is owning everything that is of your property.
And in common.
And that makes it untouchable.
The estate is set up under the estate, you set up a trust. So you don't outright own anything. Everything is set up in the estate and the trust is
the
set
trust,
up.
The trust, yeah, and then you control.
Yeah, trust. But you need the estate on the top to be really secure.
And you transmit it to your kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can set up into different countries. We set up a trust structure, rather. If you know people that go to the right, elite school, they all have that set up. So you never pay any taxes. Because you don't own anything.
Well, but yeah,
in your name. It's under the estate. And
legal.
And the...
Series that, you know, they tell you you've got to first change your birth certificate to make you a living man or something like that, and then you go and have to change all your documents.
Yeah, this is a little bit higher up, though.
In your trust, so this is something more?
Yes, it's the estate is above the trust you set up.
Hmm. And where do you learn about that?
There's hardly anything about it. I had a source for that stuff. I lost the link to. He explained how to do it. I can
and
do some research on it and come back to it at a later.
Yeah, be interesting.
But do you know if it applies to Europe also?
Every country. It's just the old European system that all the nobility was up for themselves. You really don't exist in the...
We're dead.
Yeah, we really don't exist in the system without an estate.
Mm-hmm.
Then you just chattel property.
And that's why they can do whatever they want with us.
Yeah. Why can they force people to go to war for... You couldn't do that with a person having set up an estate. In the First World War, they killed you if you didn't go to war.
But nobody died and nobody got hurt.
Where?
I'm just teasing. Sorry.
That's a joke.
Where is Dave J?
He was on Lost. Night, wasn't
he's back, but he's not on today. I thought I saw him earlier.
Well, it's how can I say that? He's very intelligent. He is very articulate. Sometimes he really fails to make the idea he wants to get us to understand very clear. But he's very intelligent, and he's not always belligerent. And some people seem to really get a liking for him.
It's really suspicious to me, but that's...
And sometimes he Dave J's people, and I get to say those are great radio moments.
Well, it certainly was exciting when he came back. Everybody was very excited about it.
I got a question for you all.
Sure.
What? They never let... Oops.
Go ahead.
Sorry, the bus had a hiccup and I had to breathe him back. So we might be missing the last minute of the conversation.
That's okay.
Yeah, but what she was saying was that the hospital claims the placenta after a birth. It doesn't.
Yeah, they take it away.
Yeah, they take it away from the mother, and they cut the baby off from it. Oh, sorry.
Yes, that's stolen property. That's not a whole baby. So that's.
Well, who is the source for this information?
It was a gentleman, like I said, it was on the Crow. If you listen to Crow 777, the man was from Europe somewhere. I want to say the Netherlands, but I can't remember. But I could post it the first hour at least.
Yeah, please do, because
yeah,
this story
very
is,
very interesting.
I was looking into this 10 years ago.
Yeah, like I said, Crow has been having a lot of different people, and they all come on and more or less say the same thing, but they have different ideas about, you know, how to remedy it. Like there's the notice of liability people, and then this other guy, KL, who talks about what you said about changing your status, and then there's other people that, you know, you go further, you can go as far as you want to go and change your driver's license and change your passport. And it's just, there's just a whole bunch of paperwork basically.
I'm sorry. I wanted to finish what I said, but my dog started barking, so I had to cut my mic off.
Okay, go ahead.
But anyway, the placenta part of it was very interesting to me because they, as soon as the baby's born, they clip the umbilical cord and cut off the mother's life, basically. You see what I mean? That's feeding
right.
the baby.
Right.
Yeah, they're not supposed
all
to do
the
that.
Ancient,
you should be connected a while after birth, actually.
Yes.
Right.
It
right.
depends a lot
of
nutrition in the placenta, which a baby
right.
needs.
But they take that away.
Sure.
And
it's a birth
trauma. The whole process is... Which is, it relates also to maritime law.
Sure.
Which I find fascinating. I mean, I would like to study that more, but I mean, there's too much to learn. But as far as, you know, the ship pulling into the berth, delivering its products of labor, I mean, in the water.
Has to do with the Sesta Cavy Act from 1666.
Yep. Yep. But I mean, it all correlates.
Your cargo and the ship lost at sea.
Right. We are born in water. I mean, it all goes together. It all goes together with Genesis, separating the waters from the water. To me, that's the baby forming in the egg.
Sure.
I mean, if you look at it that way, I mean, it all overlaps with everything.
Well, the reason it has to do with water is because most commerce was done on the water before. The water, the sea and navigable rivers were the motorways of the old, so all serious money was earned during commerce on water. That's the connection. The people that are running the system are noble merchant.
And technically, you shouldn't have to have a driver's license or registration or anything, because the clause in the law says it's for commerce. So if you're not working out of your car, you shouldn't have to buy anything.
No. But the problem is the police don't understand the real laws. And the police are also privateers. So
working
really
for the municipality.
They really don't have to. They don't have to follow the law. This is why they can shoot you without establishing.
No, that's the other thing is that
your identity.
The cities are municipalities. When, they're corporations. They're not even
they're
government entities.
When you register your car, when you register your car here where I live, the state owns your car. They just lend it back to you. It's really not even your car.
Right.
That's part
more
of
more exactly, it will be the creditor who owns the bankrupt state, which owns your car.
Yeah.
Because
but you have exclusive use of the car, but they register it under their system. So they got you. That's why you're in their car.
In the UK, you're registered as a tenant in your house, and you register as register keeper. It says on the DVLA.
All the documents are just part of their game.
Yes.
If you're just in their game. You're in their world. Totally registered.
Yes. The only reason that I can use my motorcycle was because they gave me the authorization, and because I paid for that. That's the only reason.
You have a license to do something.
Right.
Exactly. It's also a part of the system. Everything is illegal unless you have a license, which they can take away from you whenever they want it, because a license is a privilege. Anything given can be taken away. So that's easy.
Yeah, but they can't take away your God-given rights. And that's where they get tripped up, I think.
But you have to be a man first. A live man.
Right. You have to identify as a live man. If you don't know that you can identify, then you're just identifying as a person controlled by their corporation. Then they can do whatever they want. But yeah.
If you set that on a state correctly, you're also protected.
We should fight to have live man put in the gender equality group, and then
exactly.
They'll fight for us.
Well, have a look at the logo of internal IRS. Have a good look at it and see what you see. It's really interesting.
I think one of the reasons that, and I'm learning this now by just listening and being inspired by Matt Truella, the pastor who has 11 children and 11 grandchildren. The guy's super prolific, but which is great.
Interesting numbers.
But yeah, that's what he said. I just heard on maybe he has more now because that was from a sermon I'm listening to 4 years ago. But the reason why all these deceptions are working so well now is people have moved away from religion, Christianity especially, and Christianity really was keeping the state in check because they realize. They know he identifies the four governments that rule over our society. It's self, family, religious, and state. And they're all under God, and they're all equal. Like all the state laws are under God. So God is the authority in all the civil laws. But because people are so removed from religion, they don't understand it. They don't know all the doctrines. The state is just taking advantage of everyone's ignorance, which is same with the health.
Population is also totally demoralized, and there's no morals left.
Well, that's because we moved away from religion, which is the basis of our society, whether you like it or not. All the laws are written with God in them. Even if you don't believe in God, the rulers do. They made the laws. They're made under God.
I totally agree with you. So that's fine.
Yeah.
If you want dictatorship, you need to take away religion. Then that's the way they do it always. In the Nazi Germany, they put a lot of priests into concentration camps. It's the same setup. And the Soviet Union.
We're moving into the USSA and whatnot. But it's all because of the ignorance of the pastors, and that's what he's going. He's explaining the doctrine of the lesser magistrate, and that goes way way back, and it's based on another document that was in Latin and German. I can't remember the name right now. It's called Mag. I can't remember. It's what the doctrine of the lesser magistrates is based on. And most people don't know about it. And if you don't know about something that's available to you, you're not going to use it. It's like there's a gun right beside you that you could use, but if you don't even know it's a gun, then you can't use it. And that the state is taking advantage of everyone's ignorance right now. And
absolutely,
they will wipe out. They'll wipe out all the other God-given governments that we have. And I love it. Self, family. They've taken away the self. They've disintegrated the family. They're attacking the religious, and all you're left with is the state. So, and then God. God is over everything, but people don't believe in God, so he's not going to help.
Well, first they destroyed the extended family, and then they took the smaller family and destroyed that as well. So, under socialism and communism, you're supposed to be alone against the state. So the family,
and you'll never win.
No, of course, that's the setup. It's you against all the faceless bureaucrats.
So, Jan,
yeah, now it's your faceless fellow man. They're faceless.
Yeah.
Everyone around you is without a face. It's amazing.
Yes.
Jan and everyone. I've also posted a Crow episode on the Vatican, which is basically, it's entitled All Roads Lead to Rome. Very interesting for your perusal, and tell me what you think about that, Jan.
Rome the name is a satanic inversion. If you read it backwards, the original name of Rome, it's R-O-M-A.
Roma.
Roma. And if you reverse that, it's
Amore.
Amore, which means love.
Love.
Mm.
Yeah. Amore.
It talks about the Vatican, and like you said, check it out. You take it or leave it, but I found it extremely interesting. And of course, it's only the first hour. The second hour, they go into it more depth.
Well, the Bible.
I've been studying that shit a lot, way back.
But the Bible even points to Rome when it says, pay to Caesar what is Caesar's, which is the state, which is, you know, the powers that be, whatever.
I think Rome is powerful because it lays on a certain ley line, and they always put their centers in certain geographical points of in the world because it gives them power.
Not to mention the mythology of Rome, with the two twins, Romus and Romulus, that were raised by wolves. Everything is shady. Even the backstory, the supposed backstory, is really shady.
Yes, it's all very, very curious. Like you said, there's a lot that they talk about in terms of how it's not, like, it's inverted, just like everything else. It's not what you think it is. It's not holy. It's not religious. It's, quite frankly, Satan. So, probably everything you've already mostly known, but...
There's no the people who own and run this system. They worship evil. And they hate life, and they hate everything that's good. That is why they invert everything good. To turn everything upside down.
Right. Well, for example, how they put out
CO2.
Yes.
For everyone to worship. And what do we do for Easter? We worship him up on a cross, bleeding with thorns in his head. It's like, okay, what is that about?
Yeah, that's the worship of suffering and death.
Yes. It's trauma. Inflicted trauma, I guess it could be trauma-based mind control. If you think about
absolutely.
As a child being in a church and seeing that, and you know, I was born a Catholic.
Yeah, but that's the Catholics, though. Yes. Are they really Christians?
They are from the Vatican. They are.
Yeah.
It's Vatican-owned and operating.
The Antichrist.
Communion is actually cannibalism. You drink blood and eat flesh.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's called.
Carry the cross around their neck.
Consociation.
The cross is a death instrument.
Well, there are some dark sides of Christianity, but as Tim said earlier, there's so much morality into it, and it makes people strong, and it makes them the good people. So that is why they want to destroy it. So it's the mixed bag in my mind, religion.
Of course.
It's not all bad or all good. It's both. And
yeah.
They want to get rid of the good part.
Hey, go ahead, Linda.
I was just going to say, if you read the Bible a level up from literal, then you see all the good in it, because it's actually talking about yourself and how to maneuver this system with your mind. So, I mean, there's deep thought in there. But Christians get stuck at the literal level, and they, you know, they're waiting for a person that I think doesn't exist.
No.
Yeah, I wanted to also bring up something else that I posted today, and I might bring it up on my show tonight at 8:30 Eastern Daylight Savings Time, and that was about CO2. I'm also not really convinced that the air is broken up into these constituent elements that we're told, like CO2 and O2, and it'd be pretty hard for the average person to prove any of these elements really exist. But one of the things they were discussing not so long ago, before the global warming hoax, was CO2, and how CO2 was always thought as something great for life. Obviously, it increased plant life, and you could make your garden thrive by pumping in CO2. So I was thinking today that they've inverted the meaning of CO2, because now they've said CO2 is the enemy of life by heating up the atmosphere, killing the earth. But really, CO2 is actually increases life. They were promoting that not too long ago. So I think that inversion is actually part of their anti-human agenda to really wipe people off the earth, because CO2 is necessary for the beginning of life, which of course is plant life, which we consume. So nobody's really talked about that inversion either, where CO2 is life. And
right.
They want to get rid of
saying.
It. They want to capture it. They want to put it in the ground. I mean, all kinds of crazy ideas to waste money.
Right.
But it's an inversion as well.
Yeah, I don't even think they can break down water in two separate elements. I think water is water, and water is life.
Yeah,
they can't break that down. But they want to tell us they've broken down everything. And they know how everything is created, and I think that's just BS.
Yeah. Yeah, the atomic theory is just a theory. It's like the germ theory. There's no proof that just because it's been here for so long doesn't make it so. It's still a theory. It's a model that they use to explain why this interacts with that. But no one's seen a hydrogen atom. No one's seen two oxygen atoms linked together by this really impenetrable bond that they've created in their minds. It's just fantasy.
They use a lot of logical fallacies, appeal to science, and appeal to common belief, and it's not a valid argument. This is true because it's said of a scientist, or this is true because everybody believes it.
Right.
So doesn't make
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but I can,
that's,
I can
that's
prove,
not valid.
I can prove that CO2 promotes gardens, because I have bonfires during the summer, and I save all my ashes and I put them into my garden, and my soil has never been better. Yeah, it's carbon.
Yes.
I put it back.
There's also a lot of minerals in
and what? Yeah,
in
and why I'm
when you burn
having,
it off.
Right, and why I'm having the big bonfires and producing smoke and things like that. It feeds all the trees around me. So
They used ash as fertilizer before, which is good for the crops, and now they use chemicals. That's something we need.
Yeah, and it depletes the soil of all the minerals.
Yes, artificial fertilizer is not good.
Yeah. It also wrecks the water that it drains into.
Yes. Well, this
yeah.
system is totally anti-life, all life. They want
yeah.
to destroy everything.
It's crazy,
so
though,
yeah.
they create.
Yes.
They create all this bad stuff that they tell us
yes.
that's, you know, destroying the world or whatever, but nobody ever
They're
nobody
destroying
ever comes
the world.
Out and says that.
Problem
like,
reaction.
Why doesn't people, yeah,
they,
but why doesn't
they have
people
convinced
protest
people
that?
They have convinced people that snow is black.
Yeah, but me having a car in my driveway is going to kill 2/3 of the earth.
It's going to kill grandma.
I mean, it's ridiculous what people put up with them saying.
Yes.
I mean, it's a.
Yeah, have they already started saying that COVID was caused by global warming?
It wouldn't surprise me.
No, but at the beginning they said COVID helped the earth because
sure.
people were locked
yeah.
down. But now
there's
they're
too
saying
many humans.
That. Yeah, but now they're saying the opposite. That when people were locked down, that was out actually making the earth warmer.
No, I mean Oh, go ahead.
They always confuse
Bill
though. That's a part of the tactics they use. Contradict
the
themselves all the time with the messages they get.
Yes, I wanted to say that in Geneva, some activists put billboards on some walls that say, if we are doing this for COVID, why not do it for climate?
Right.
So that's a narrative.
Oh, yeah.
For...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've heard
but
that.
But they did say, I remember seeing something about where they said because of, not that COVID measures, but the fact that COVID even came about, the fact that it came from the bat, that you know, I don't know, some weird ass way they connected it to global warming, that it couldn't have jumped to the humans from the bat unless it was warm and I don't know, something like that.
It was
way at the beginning.
I think they've put so many stories out and melted them all together.
They just want, yeah.
They see whatever sticks. They're just like
exactly.
throwing shit against the wall. See what sticks.
Right, but my thoughts on all the controversy out there, all the contradictions, it's like they want people to question it.
They should,
and
yeah.
I think they're testing the norm.
I think they want you to. They want to disorient you. They want to disorient you so much, you're just going to beg for a solution that's simple.
Right.
Disorientation, though.
Or put you on some bad medication because your mind's so
yeah.
messed up.
Well, yeah, but it's to make everything
possible.
Well,
you're just tired
and,
of it. You just want to
yeah.
rest.
They make everything possible and nothing knowable. That's the
exactly,
that's
yeah.
the logic of disorientation. They want to make your head explode, and you're going to just stop trying to figure it out over time. Unless you're a fakeologist, then you'll never stop.
Right, they can't,
or go crazy
they can't keep
trying.
Us from thinking. I just don't watch the news. I mean, I get bits and pieces of it from people that post stuff or whatever. But for the most part, I don't care anymore. Just because I know what it is already. I don't need to see every aspect of it being faked or, you know, us being lied to or you know, manipulated or whatever. I just tune it out because...
Well, apparently they just show the same thing over and over again because I haven't seen it's crazy the way you think we're tired of talking about it. Those anchor people must be like needing to go on drugs because that's all they ever, you know, this person, that person, this number, that number is always about the COVID. And, oh, what's happening today? And what's Mr. Newsom saying about our opening up? You know, we're going to open up slowly. But and he always comes out and says the same damn thing. I mean, it's like.
Well, I said this the other day at the beginning of all this. I mean, it's kind of calmed down now because they've changed the death toll to the COVID cases.
Right.
But all the local news here, and they would post on Facebook and go live reporting about COVID. People in the chat were like, I missed the numbers. What is the death toll today? And I'm like, what are you, morbid? I mean, I would just comment in there because I'm like, you know, who's sick right here? You know?
And did you get kicked off? Did they ban you because you're...
Oh, they came after me. Yeah, but I mean, I just ignore them because I don't care. Because,
you're,
I mean...
You're so selfish.
It's so sick, though.
Yes.
It's like...
It is. It's a death call. Death worship. How many people were born today? Does anybody know?
No. Of course not. That's not news anymore. Only the death toll.
No one really cares about
that. It never was. Yeah.
The only death they don't focus on is only children, the children they kill in the mother's womb.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes.
As far as I know, abortions aren't even on the death statistics put in every year.
Oh, is that right?
And I am sure that
an
abortion are probably the less affected medical procedure by this COVID situation.
Well,
that's
I'm
true.
sure they're still open.
Well, it's probably more abortions now than previously because people see no future. What's the point in having children? It's probably easier for a woman to go to that step now than it was previously, I would imagine.
Well, like
well,
I said,
as long as they
passed,
wear the mask.
They passed, I don't know where it is in our legislature, but they're trying to pass the euthanasia law in Canada where you can request a euthanasia at 9 o'clock in the morning and be dead by 12, and you only need one person to sign off on it now. So they've really accelerated anything that contributes to death, even here.
Absolutely.
It's really, I don't know if it's, I think it's almost been put through. So many laws have passed here that nobody knows about because it's just not...
Well, they are distracting people with all this
too
other
busy
shit.
They're talking about COVID.
Yes.
All they can talk about is COVID. Nothing else gets
through. Total misdirection, yeah. Yeah, well, yeah.
I can get 10 people, I can get 10 people to sign for me in less than an hour. One person is just ridiculous. You get one person to sign up and you can be euthanized like that, almost on the spot. It's insane.
Well, what was that movie?
Well, I'm talking, yeah.
What was that movie years ago that had the young teenager? He was skinny. It was placed back in older times or whatever. And he was going around with a wagon collecting the dead. And he's like, give me your dead. Give me your dead. That's what this reminds me of.
In the Monty Pythons.
Yeah, maybe.
In the Monty Pythons. Bring out your dead.
Yes. I mean, COVID reminds me of that, how morbid people were. It's like they just wanted to know the death toll. And it's like the bells were ringing on the news, weren't they? Crazy stuff.
Well, I was watching I don't even know what I was watching, but it was just some presentation. And the guy was saying, okay, in his little group there that he had, you know, it was just a room full of people. And he asked how many people here have lost a person to COVID this year or something like that. And, you know, nobody stood up. And then he said, well, how many people have lost a person to cancer this year? And, like, almost everybody in the room stood up. So, and it seems like, I wonder if, why is nobody concerned about those numbers too? Like you were talking about the abortions and stuff, but you know, all these people, and I've known quite a few that have, you know, passed this year from cancer and not necessarily old people, but, and more on the way. So,
well, the masses worry about what they're told to worry about and they don't think about anything else.
Right.
They don't
and,
think for
know,
themselves. They are told what to think.
Yes, and if you allow me, I just want to play that clip because we mentioned it, it's only fair that we play it.
Yeah, but they've taken COVID and put
Bring
every
out
symptom.
Shadeen! Bring out Shadeen!
That's Monty Python.
Good one, Benoit.
Bring out.
Yeah.
But
good
anyway.
One, Benoit. Good one.
That's
they,
enough. But you get the point.
They put every symptom that, I mean, it's all COVID now, right?
Right.
So basically, that's the only thing you can die from now. So that's what
yes, and if
of.
yes, and what you just said made me reminisce me of something. It has been over mentioned since the start of this situation, but there is a video game that is called Plague Inc. And in that game, you just basically choose a disease, and you get points to add symptoms or way to transmit it. And that's basically what they are playing with this COVID thing. Not on a real scale, of course, but it's just you take a symptom and you add it and you add it, and at a certain point it makes absolutely no sense and nothing is related. But what is interesting is that I found out that since this COVID situation, they updated the game to give you the possibility to try and cure COVID.
Hi. Good luck.
But I think I think COVID's really about a mind virus. They don't want anybody talking about things they're not supposed to talk about. They want to cover your mouth so you don't speak.
Right.
Absolutely.
So you can't tell somebody a truth and they won't repeat it. I mean,
and there is a cure. They have cures, and that's kind of this doctor. Gosh, I was just listening to earlier today where he laid it out. Actually, it was something that was posted here, I think. It looked like it was in some strange language that you couldn't. But when you clicked on it, the guy was speaking English, so you could understand him. But I believe it was in the corona. But he was saying that, you know, there never has been not been a cure for this. You know, they just refuse to acknowledge that there are remedies for it and there's no need for a vaccine and, you know, yada, yada, yada. It's just basically a cold. And so, you know, but these things don't get through. It's like they're censored. He's been, you know, I don't know, practically, nobody I'm sure has heard this on any mainstream, but it's just, you know, that there's that stuff that they gave out in India where it was like ivermectin, I think it was. And it's, you know,
yeah,
pennies to deliver. And they passed them out these little kits in India, you know, in India, of course, you've got nobody's distancing. Nobody can, I mean, it's like a toilet out there. So there's not a lot of cleanliness, whatever. So, and that helped them
a lot.
Well,
it depends.
You know?
India's a huge country.
Yeah, I mean, obviously.
Not all of India's a slum. Just the major cities are big.
Yes, and I would argue that I posted a video of a street in Philadelphia today, and I would say that it's also the toilet there.
Well, anyway.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say all medicines are plant-based, so of course they're cheap. They're making a killing off of all of them.
Exactly. Well, there it is. It's in the corona, and it's, like I said, it looks like it's written in some foreign language that I can't read, but the guy is just some white-haired guy in a suit, and basically, it was very good. I suggest you listen to it just for if you're interested, but it's just crazy that you know, that stuff doesn't get out there. They get knocked off.
Most professionals in the end they just don't want to be put out of their job, and that's about it.
Well,
most
and also
people, they don't really believe in it, and they just operate for their job. And it's the same for me. I wear a mask at work, and that's about it. I say absolutely nothing. And I don't
well,
do my time to
chart of all the salaries or these doctors that are getting hundreds of dollars an hour to
Yeah, that's in Ontario where I live.
Yeah, your Telegram thing, I was looking at that for, this, you know, just the, they've upped all their salaries, of course, and
they're making big money.
Yeah.
Well, they are exhausted. Yeah. Think of all the sick people they have to take care of. They deserve this money.
Well, that's the whole laugh. Nobody's doing anything.
But there's nobody there, yeah.
Yeah, overall, things are really, really quiet. There might be some guy. There's always people that are sick, because there's always people that are old. There's people that are always dying.
Absolutely.
And,
I haven't seen any of the doctors.
The volume is way down because people are staying away from the hospitals.
Yeah.
I had a friend yesterday who had chest pain. And I said, why don't you go to the hospital? He says, no, they got COVID in the hospital. I don't want to go. I said, man, you're going to risk chest pain to stay at home? Yeah, so that's...
You'd rather die of a heart attack.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so irrational. It's crazy.
I can tell you.
Yeah, but that's a real thing. That's a real guy. I talked to him yesterday, and I helped him out with some work for him.
Yeah, but I can vouch for him because at our local hospital here, people have went in for chest pains. They automatically test them for COVID. If they have COVID, they're not treating anything else.
Yes, you saw this guy in England that has broken his neck.
Get labeled as COVID. I mean, that's the
same. Yeah, I saw that.
Like,
they refused to treat him because he didn't take the test.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
I can't
believe that.
Sure.
Hey, Gal. Jag. How you doing?
Just a gal.
How are you? I was in the hospital last July. I went in for something unrelated to COVID, and it got really complicated because of a different reason. My blood pressure went up because it was so stressful. They were trying to test me, and people were yelling, everybody's dying. The end of the world. And then there was other people like, this is all fake, you know. And so my blood pressure started to elevate and elevate, and I ended up getting admitted because of the blood pressure, not anything of the original reason that I was there for. And I was there 3 days, and they never treated the actual problem that I had initially. So honestly, ever since then, I have stayed away from any doctor, dentist, anything. Like, I don't want to be anywhere near any medical practitioner.
So many people are like you. I think there's a lot of
people
like
you. These people are dangerous.
But it's not
now.
Because of COVID. It's because of the atmosphere that they've created there.
Yeah.
And it was
very
short-staffed. Yeah. It was very short-staffed, which made it seem like it was busy. Because I remember asking the nurse, why are you running around? Why are you so stressed? And he said to me, there's nobody here, you know, only me and another nurse in this whole huge ER in Miami. And he's like, I can't do it. He was that busy. But it wasn't because there was an overrun of patients. It was because they were short-staffed. Either they were intentionally short-staffing or people were calling in sick or whatever because of a failed test or something. Yeah.
All those things. And I just watched our nurses here in Ontario. They did a rally in front of their nurses' college, which is obviously a control mechanism for the nurses. And the one cute girl that went through the airport last month was reiterating what she's been saying for a while, and that is she works in an old age home, and they're tested 3 times a week with the COVID test, and it's really aggravating, and they have to wear all their bloody PPE wherever they go in this place, and it's ridiculous. It's putting incredible stress on the residents to see all these space nurses walking around in full PPE, so it's, and they want to quit. The nurses want to, they don't want to deal with this anymore. So that causes staff shortages and neglect. More neglect. So I'm wondering if they have a whole army of third world nurses ready to come into the country when everyone quits. It sort of makes me think that they have a plan. There's more to this.
At the very beginning. I remember reading a story in my local newspaper about how they were gonna, because they were gonna be so short-staffed, they were getting all the retired nurses out of retirement. They were going to bring up the students quicker. They were just going to, you know, flood the industry with all this help. And then you hear all these people getting laid off who have no work, you know, the nurses and the doctors, everybody's
there's no customers.
So, and the tents, remember the big tents that they put up everywhere?
We got the tents here.
For the tents
in one of our big hospitals here.
Yes, for the overflow and
always
empty, never staffed. I mean, that was a big show.
I think part of their plan is to let these older people die.
Oh, definitely.
By neglect. I mean, I think they did
that. Well, it's already happening, that's for sure.
Oh,
yeah,
and
they did
and,
that at the beginning for sure because, I mean, these people were lonely. They weren't allowed to see their families.
In an assisted living facility, and we have not been able to see her, like, face-to-face, touch her, contact in over in a year. It's really sad.
Yeah.
She cries on the phone. We only can see her, like, through a glass.
It's happening. Yeah. It's happening. Yeah. It's really happening.
Very, very depressed.
Yes.
Very, very depressed. We're trying
to get
her moved, but that's a whole other issue.
Yeah, the nurse that was speaking today said she called a family and let them know that their person they haven't seen in a year died, and they haven't seen them for a year, so they just died alone. That's what they want. They're ghouls, these buggers. They're just nasty demons.
It is.
They know
it's
what
evil.
They're doing.
Evil,
it's
evil.
It's evil. So,
totally.
It's how they intended to deal with the baby boomers. They knew they were coming. They knew they were going to cost lots to the healthcare system. So basically, they've just locked the doors. They're going to stay locked for 20 years. It's going to be at least 10 or 20 years. They're going to wait till this entire generation is denied any life-extending or life-enhancing medical service. That's the plan. And then they're going to steal their money.
They're fake money.
Well,
and their
the
houses
baby boomers
and land.
Have accumulated more wealth than any other peasant generation before kings and nobles. So they want that money. They're going to take it.
Well, that's a bummer.
Yeah, sorry about that.
It's like I have lots of baby boomer friends, you know, and I
let them know.
I've enjoyed all of their toys and all of their riches, and it's been great.
Yeah, well.
I'm on the cusp of being a baby boomer, so hey, take me.
Yeah, they're going to lock you out of the hospital and take your money.
Yay.
The party's over.
The reason they want
I have no children, so I'm a prime candidate, actually, you know. I do have other family, but, you know, it's not kids.
Yeah.
You know that will.
The real reason they want the money is not because they need the money. It's because they don't want to be passed on to the next generation as inheritance.
Yeah, that's right. They don't want anyone to be independent. They want everyone to be dependent on the system. They don't want you owning any land. They don't want you owning any property, a car, nothing. Everything is going to be rented. And I do believe they're going to really try hard to implement that WEF video where you'll own nothing. If you need a car, well, you'll have to use a car sharing service or a taxi service.
Even need to share a house with strangers in the future.
Yeah, I think so.
I see that coming true anyway, because once we're all gone, then Generation X or whatever, they're already renting in apartments in big cities. They don't care about owning anything.
Yeah, and they're used to it, and they like it. So it is kind of what they're saying already.
Well, they told them that the Earth is just being destroyed by all of us, you know.
Suburbs,
luxury people that just can't give up all our material goods.
Yeah, that's right.
We're just...
You can't give up your house in the suburbs with the driveway and the car that kills the plants and the earth, all that, yeah. That's they don't want you to have that, and yeah, you're right. The young people are more convinced that they don't want it anyway.
Yeah, and they don't have, and global warming is there. Well, just like Greta, they're following Greta.
Yeah. That's so true.
Well, they'll take care of gun control too, because none of these kids want to own guns either. They've already been brainwashed out of them. So I mean, they're with Generation X, they're going to get their dystopian world that they want.
Right, and they don't want to drive cars. They don't want to be responsible for, you know, all these things. They're just going to live in their apartment above their job.
They'll be riding Tesla's underground trains.
Smart cities.
Whatever they're called.
Smart cities, that's it.
Freedom of movement is evil.
Yep.
Right.
But they won't fight it. They won't fight it because they're in on it.
This Greta Thunberg character, she seems like she's possessed by a demon.
Well, she's
seriously
probably got puppet strings for sure. Somebody's feeding her all that.
Yeah.
Well, she didn't write that damn speech, I can tell you that.
No. I think she's been prepped for this.
Or if there is such a thing as mind control, she is.
Well, you can observe now that mind control is for real. Look at all the people around you.
Yeah. So she's.
If that's mind control, nothing is.
Real.
Yeah, but they still chose. They still have free will, but they chose the system over themselves. I feel sorry for them for that.
They know that they chose. I think it's just like the rest of us. We never knew what we were choosing. We just like when we're born with the damn birth certificate, that we chose the system by having a birth certificate. We didn't know that.
We were born into
information has been there our whole lives for us to find out, and we didn't look into it. And I mean, that's on us. At least
the public school system kills curiosity. People don't open a book for the rest of their life when they leave school. So, they will never look into anything.
Well, all of us, have been more curious. We have imaginations. We probably are very strong readers. You know, I know I have always been. And I used to love hanging out in the library. So, but most kids, they hated it. It was like they couldn't wait to leave their books behind as soon as they graduated high school, college, whatever. They didn't want to see another book. They didn't want to do any more study.
I questioned during school, and I always got in trouble for it.
Right.
And I had to stand in the corner. I got sent to the principal's office. I never was suspended. I got paddled once for questioning something.
Who's on camera?
I mean,
sorry, go ahead.
I can't see what yous are seeing, so I would have no
idea.
Someone's
got their camera up. I guess who is it?
I hope it's not me.
No, it's oh, just a gal. What's going on there? What's she showing us? Does she know? Maybe she doesn't know it's on.
Maybe she doesn't. But I questioned whenever we learned about the globe in school. I questioned that because I'm like, if it's spinning that fast, why don't we fall off like we do the merry-go-round outside?
Right. Why don't we get
gravity?
Dizzy?
And that still didn't make sense to me. I mean, it did not make sense. Like, gravity's this magical thing or whatever. So I questioned that. And then the teacher's just like, the science is settled on this. This is how it is. you're just going to have to learn this. This is going to be on your test.
Right.
So it's just like, well, crap.
No time for questions. Just. Just put it down on the test. Tom, you going to play a song for us? Oh. Now he's on the camera. 2 minutes, he says. I think. Can you guys see that?
Yes.
I'm not sure exactly what he's saying, but he's trying to communicate something.
Sign language, looks like.
Yes, and I moved just a girl from to another room because I wasn't sure she wanted her camera to be turned on. So in
oh,
doubt, she can always come back into the room whenever she wants because. Of...
Okay. Yeah, it did. It looked a little like she wasn't really wanting that to happen.
I always keep mine off, so no matter.
I don't think I even know how to turn the dang camera on.
Well, then it might be on, like on your computer or something. But I always use my phone, so.
Oh, she's back. Nope. And there she goes. Okay.
Yeah, everybody's being quiet tonight, although there's quite a few people in here.
Yeah, somebody else talk who, well, I was missing. What you got for us today?
Hi, everybody. How are you? I'm just listening because I am searching for a recipe for a new bread. So I'm watching YouTube videos about bread.
All right.
But I'm listening to your discussion, and if you don't mind, I would like to say.
Sure. No worries.
Okay.
Of course.
We just need a new topic, that's all.
A new topic. Everything is happening around us. So. But everything is COVID-related, and they don't give you any type of information about anything that is happening. But there are some fascinating places around the world where things are totally different from what you experience.
Well, yeah, I was reading about... What is it? Taiwan, they were saying that Taiwan has had no high numbers, and they, you know, they're just living life like normal over there, even though they're so close to China. But they don't seem to be affected by the COVID so much.
Probably because they have to build all this electronic device, so. They cannot be stopped in any sort of...
They're just working them too hard over there to get sick?
They're already in terrible shape, so you cannot notice any symptom of any disease. That's so bad there.
I was telling everyone at the beginning of this that everybody that didn't believe it was real wasn't getting it. And people would look at me like, you know, deer in the headlights.
Right.
Because it's like nobody I know has gotten it.
And well, probably because we haven't gone to get tested.
Right. I mean, there's a few members of my family that had to go get tested for work, right? One of my nephew had it, but he had the sniffles, and he thought it was stupid. I mean, he's like 17, so he even thought
right.
It was stupid. He's like, I don't have it. I have a cold. This is stupid. But he
well,
had to be off work for 14 days.
Yes.
So.
Yes. My niece supposedly had it too, but she just went out drinking one night I'm getting a bad echo. Is that me or? Anyway.
I think it's just a gal.
I think it's Jag, yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so yeah, she went out drinking one weekend and came home sick the next day because, you know, she was vomiting and her mother got very worried. So she made her go down and get a test. And so she came back positive, which, you know, but other than the hangover, I think she was fine. And so then, of course, my sister, her mother, since she tested positive, now she has to go get tested because, you know, she's been exposed. But she came back negative. So, I mean, it's nuts. Nobody
was
sick.
It was the COVID test when I was growing up. I could have used that for all the times I came home that way.
I know, exactly. And then you don't have to go to work, right, for 2 whole weeks and get paid. I mean, hello?
Martin's there, by the way.
Say again?
I said smart niece.
Oh. Well, you know, and then there was a nephew who, from another family, who went with his girlfriend at Christmas time to a party at her house, and they were all very, you know, relaxed and not worried about the whole thing, and apparently some outsider newcomer came to the party and turned up with COVID, so they all had to go get tested. And you know, I don't think he was tested positive, but his girlfriend was. And she was sick for like maybe a day. Again, probably from partying too much, but because it was Christmas, you know.
Why would they have had to get tested just because they went to a party?
Because the one person said they had it. I don't know how.
Because that wasn't being.
It happened so fast, yeah. Unless they just, you know, went the next day,
yeah.
Or I mean, some
yeah.
people, like, I have a friend who her daughter went to, I think, either Vegas or I don't know. She just went somewhere for the weekend with her boyfriend, and she felt it was her responsibility to take the test, just because she, you know, had gone off on an airplane and went to a different city and came back. And so that was her responsibility to get it tested and make sure she wasn't bringing it back to her coworkers. I mean, I can tell you all kinds of people who were getting tested every 2 weeks just because they thought it was their responsibility to do so. Is someone eating dinner?
I don't know.
I unmuted, didn't I? I was very interested to see what you were saying. I kept thinking.
What are we having for dinner, Tom?
Oh, it's a very English a shepherd's pie.
Oh, yum.
With some nice rich gravy on it. Yeah, that works for me. And it's packed with vegetables.
Is it lamb or beef?
It's beef.
Because I was told that lamb is the traditional meat used in shepherd's pie.
Well, you're probably right. You know, sheep herd and all that. But, yeah, I mean, I love lamb. Cottage pie is traditionally definitely lamb, I think. I don't know if it's... But, yeah, I mean, probably originally, when he was lamb. Lamb's so rich in with the fat. It's delicious. But, I mean, I still feel guilty about being a carnivore.
Well, enjoy your supper there.
I do apologize for you. I didn't mean to unmute and then be hectic. That's just very bad manners. But, yeah, it's interesting. You're so right. I mean, this is the way it's working. There's a very simple level where it's working, where it's abundantly clear to me at this point. That, you know, being with lots of people who've had it, COVID diagnosis, but they're not ill from that at all. they're ill from something else completely, and they're dying from the other thing, and then because they had COVID in them, you know, it's so fashionable, you know,
exactly.
Oh yeah, she had COVID, yeah, well, it really was irrelevant, you know, in actual fact, they wasn't doing anything to them at all, they had no symptoms whatsoever, they had to have advanced various issues. And then the same thing, anyone goes into hospital, and then the next thing they're on Facebook with the oxygen up their nose saying, oh, yeah, I'm part of it. Because everyone gets oxygen in hospital, you know, especially with COVID, you know. It's fashionable to pass it around. Oh, yeah, give you the oxygen, stick it in your nose, yeah. And, yeah, so fashionable. And then next thing, it must be real, you know, because my friend had it, and I saw them in hospital with the oxygen up their nose.
Well, it's because Fauci came on TV and diagnosed us all right there on national television.
Isn't there a shortage on oxygen now? The reports are coming out that there's a shortage on oxygen.
Oh, brilliant. You got to love that, haven't you? It's going to be the next fucking SARP, isn't it?
There's no shortage because when we're out.
No, I mean, I know, but they're coming out with reports on it. Right. That's what I'm saying. But none of these normie people even consider that. It's like I'm still wearing my mask even though the oxygen is depleting and there's not going to be none left. I'll die for you. And it's like, I mean, they're crazy.
Wait a minute. They're saying the oxygen out in the free air is depleting.
No. They're saying the oxygen's in the hospitals is running low because of COVID. The oxygen from the tanks. Which I don't know how they produce that. I mean, they probably just suck it out of the air.
Right, they do.
It's a big factory.
You've seen those little machines that people carry around when they're old, and it's like a little portable thing. That was my idea, that we should all go get those and stick it in our nose and then put the mask over so we could get some fresh oxygen if we're going to have to do this, you know, forever here. That was, like, my idea. I think I floated it out to the guys here on the site at one point, and they probably thought I was crazy, but especially go ahead.
None of these normies would even think about walking outside and taking off their mask and being like, fresh air.
Right, exactly. Well, that's why, you know, when you're on an airplane, like, that's the thing, you know, if you got to wear a mask on the airplane, I was thinking, you know, you'd get one of those little machines and just, because it's like a purse, you know, you could carry it right on your side there, and at least you'd get some air, or you get to breathe. I thought it was a great idea. Somebody else talk.
They have oxygen already in the airplane. It's above your head. Oxygen mask. Yes, truly. They do.
But you can't breathe it if you got a mask on.
But that only comes out if you're actually taking a nosedive. So.
Yeah,
right,
sure. But
that's right.
I mean, they could offer it to people, though. Then you wouldn't get any COVID because you were connected to the oxygen system.
Well, you know, but that's not the point. The point is they want you all dead.
Yes. I hate the idea of that people say, oh, the you dirty, you know, someone that doesn't wear a mask in a shop is seen as a dirty disease spreader. You know, that's the psychology of some people, and I hate that. It's so, you know, it's just sort of virtue signaling, but by being a good watchdog for that.
Well, you know, yes, on the next door, which I think is a big corporate entity that just has been put in to, you know, obviously a surveillance, whatever, because, you know, everybody, it's like Facebook, you know, everybody, it's supposed to be your neighborhood, but it pretty much covers a wide area. But anyway, there was a woman who posted the other day about, because our grocery store, she was complaining that, oh my God, the grocery store, they let people in the grocery store without their masks. And it was a whole family of them, and the workers did nothing, and don't go there. don't go to the grocery store, because it's filthy now because people have been let in without masks.
Now, if you think that, if you think people are capable of spreading a dirty, deadly disease who's not wearing masks, then by default, you must think everyone's a dirty, deadly disease spreader.
They do. They do think that.
We are silent assassins.
You've been in the store where people, like, glare at you if you're, like, even, like, less than 10 feet away from him, they're like already like freaking out, running away from you. Like, you're
look
gonna...
at you, look at your fucking self, you dirty disease spreader too. Do you know what I mean? You fucking idiot.
I posted on Facebook, like, this was last year, but I would always question, like, I would put a post up like, have you ever thought about how many people you killed when you didn't wear a mask and flu was around?
Yeah,
you know,
brilliant.
How many did you murder? Do you feel guilty for that?
Brilliant, yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, that was a great one.
That's true. I mean, exactly. I just have been saying, you know, that we couldn't have come this far as a human race if we were capable of taking each other out with a freaking flu or cold.
There is no proof of contagion whatsoever with any disease, really, if you look seriously at it. There is none. It's just an idea.
It's a theory. Another theory.
Mm. It's dangerous to be around other humans that show symptoms that they're not well. They can kill you.
This is like the War of the Worlds movie or whatever.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's such a fucking joke.
What a fucking way to control people, though, right?
The worst thing is
it's a brilliant setup.
Told you that you're sick, but you don't know it. You're deathly ill, but you don't know it.
Yeah, they have taken it one step further than from the...
The height of, like, you gotta have somebody tell you that you're sick.
Well, it's a mass psychosis. Everybody believes in this extreme noble lie, which has no root in reality whatsoever.
The emperor has no clothes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But, you know, even before COVID, they kind of prepped us for this kind of mentality. Like, you know, go get your physical, you know, once a year. And then, you know, it was like the mammogram and for women, the pap smear. And, you know, and lo and behold, man, sometimes they found stuff.
Well, even the whooping cough, they had, like, I remember it's probably been about 10 years ago because I went to... I was on a trip to Arizona, I think, and, you know, I was in the hotel, and I remember turning on the TV, just, you know, chilling out. And because at my house, you know, before I left, there was this big thing about, oh, the whooping cough, and the grandma should get her whooping cough vaccine, and because you can't see the babies unless you get that vaccine, because you're going to give the baby the whooping cough and it could kill them. So it's like, it's, you know, they just, I guess maybe they had good success with that, because I remember one of my nephews had a baby, and my mother does not believe in vaccines, and so she did not want to get her whooping cough vaccine, so they told her she couldn't see the baby. I mean, it's like she couldn't go to the hospital even, you know. I mean, it was just like, they started it way back then, only now it's, you're going to kill grandma. So they have exploited that before, and apparently it worked.
Full circle.
Yep.
Yeah. It's a good one, isn't it? Yeah. You're spreading a deadly disease if you don't submit to the needle.
We're all suffering from vaccine deficiencies.
I think it's a good, again, I'd just say, I don't think they're putting poison in. That would be it's just control, I think. Because, I mean, they vaccinate. It's all at school here. My daughter had it. I mean, I don't agree with it now, and I don't know about if it has effect on allergies and things. I don't know. But
well, have you seen
it for me as well?
They have halted the Johnson & Johnson here in California because of the blood clots.
Yeah, I think they've withdrawn all the Oxford one, I think, as well. Is that probably the same
and
one?
Yeah, the AstraZeneca and also the Pfizer as well for something else. I can't remember what it was, but all of them have been having some bad press lately, except for the Moderna, interestingly.
Yeah. What's the narrative? Yeah, we know it's coming. The Moderna, the modern, the new normal.
It's for
never ever MD done anything, and it's
modify RNA.
Right.
Oh, that's very good. Very good. Good spot.
That's the name. Yes. MD mod.
See how
RNA.
They do that?
That's brilliant. Oh boy.
But yeah, I mean, so that'll be the that's where it's going to go. I can't think. Everyone's complaining about, oh yeah, they've had needles put in and they've had reactions and things. And are they really going to want to do it again in 6 months for two doses, and then 6 months later for another two doses? It's like, and when people like me aren't having it, saying, well, no, no problem at all. It's just normal life. Don't be silly. Will they not start thinking it's bullshit? I think it'll wear off after people won't put up with it.
I had one woman ask me this weekend, one of my sister's friends, and she's an older, I don't know exactly how old she is, but she looked probably like somewhere maybe in her 70s. And she asked me outright if I'd taken the vaccine, and I just said no. And I didn't say anything else. I just said, no, I haven't. And immediately she went into, we had to take it because, you know, my husband has serious health issues, and he just really thought it would be, you know, good for him to have it. And so we both got it. Like, she was defending herself. I did not say anything other than, no, I haven't taken it. I just thought it was interesting that she felt the need, you know, if you're going to ask somebody, you know, that, you know, why would you immediately turn around and kind of backpedal?
There was just truth in the tone of what she said. Just, she wasn't on stable ground. She
was, obviously was not firm in her decision, apparently, but
subconsciously she probably thought it was the right thing to do, but she even by showing she had to justify herself, why am I lovely, you know, no need, you did the perfectly right thing, didn't you? No one's prompted that reaction.
I didn't say that though. I just said, yeah, whatever, you know, I mean, I wasn't gonna give her any reinforcement, and I certainly wasn't gonna say, you know, oh my God, why would you do
no,
such a
thing? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, you have to, you learn these things, don't you? Tact in the outside world.
Well, yeah, I was very happy though that because it was a wedding party for my nephew, and it was in my sister's home. So we walked in with our masks on and nobody had masks on. So I was very happy to, you know, take mine off immediately. So it was great that I didn't have to worry about that, because I was thinking, okay, I'm not going to stay very long if I got to shuffle around. But it was a surprise wedding. So, you know, there was short notice given, so it was a lot of unknowns that was going on. So
exciting, isn't it? I mean, yeah, it's fun. At least people having fun and arranging things and gatherings. Glad to hear about it.
Right, first party I'd been to in you know, over a year, so it was great.
Human contact.
It was like
normal.
It was like the old normal.
Oh God, yeah, it's gonna be paradise again, says Mick Jagger or something in his song. Did you hear that song, Easy Sleazy?
Oh, Mick Jagger song. Yeah, I heard you guys like slamming it. I had to go listen to it after you did that, but it sounded like the usual Mick Jagger to me. I don't know.
Yeah, I listened to it another couple of times during the day, and I thought, well, actually, you know, it's funny how your mindset is at a certain point. But I think he's not standing up against the, what is he saying, really? You know, is he
right.
making a
it
point?
It kind of sounded like he was being a little, you know, like, this is nonsense, but not all the way.
Yeah, like no one's coming out in outcry. What? Oh, my God, how could Mick Jagger say that? You know, he's being allowed to get away with being a little bit edgy with it.
Yeah,
you're going to gain some sort of credibility still at 77. Leaping Lord Mickey.
What? Who's the? Who was the other guy? What?
Dave Grohl from
what
the
band was he in?
He was in the drummer from Nirvana.
Oh,
so, I mean, after Kurt Cobain's death, he then became the lead singer with the. I'm so uninterested in them. I can't think what they're called, but they're a very big band. Dave Grohl. He leads. He sings now and then. The Foo Fighters, which it's a military plane, the Foo Fighters. I think they were a phantom plane in wartime, which is quite interesting.
Yeah, I know who they are, that band. I mean, I've heard of them. I'm not sure exactly what they sing, but I know Rachel Ray loves them.
Yeah, I had a girlfriend who was obsessed with him. So, I mean, it's just sort of, sometimes if you put something on television, someone attractive in television with like, good hair and looks beautiful and puts them on a big screen in front of you, I can fall in love with anything like that sometimes, you know what I mean? Well, for a little while. The suspension of disbelief, the voluntary
until
suspension
the next
of disbelief.
Thing comes along. Right.
Yeah, well, I'm faithful, you know. I still love the old ones. But that was interesting, that band, the Foo Fighters, because, you know, did Kurt fake his death? Did Cobain? Because they were a big band at the time, weren't they? That was a big story.
Well, who did he come back as? Anybody?
Oh, for fuck's sake, don't get on that one. That's always that rabbit hole. Oh, I think it's, you know what? Who I think he's come back as, you know, Lady Penelope or something. Yeah, Kurt. I mean, we had, who did we say yesterday? Slobodan Milosevic is in Sweden. Possibly. You could well believe it. And then Kurt, yeah, what did he do? Some blondie come back as Anita Pallenberg.
Well, I was watching a movie the other day that I was surprised that, what was the name of it? Okay, let me think. It was, but I noticed in the credits, that it was produced by Courtney Love, which I know that was Kurt Cobain's wife, but this was like back in the mid 80s. What was it called?
Oh yeah. I saw it on for her.
Oh gosh. Oh dear Lord. It might've been the name of a song that she did, or maybe he did. I don't know, but it had, who did it have in it now? Gosh, I can't even remember all the actors now, but quite a few big actors, like that girl from, what's the name of that hospital show? It's an American show. You guys probably don't even know it. I can't think of it. Sorry. Senior moment.
But that sounds, what you're saying perhaps is, I might be wrong, but you mean that she sort of, a long time ago, actually, before she even met and was famous for meeting Kurt, she was involved in something with some other players sort of thing who went on to do it.
Right, and she did use some of his music in that movie as well. There were other, because it had really good music in there from the 80s, so that was the reason I even suffered through the whole thing, but
it must be posted. It must be. She must be made after she got famous. I think she came to fame.
Oh yes, yes. I was just going to say she. Confused. Yeah, she had. She was. Obviously had some resources, so to speak.
Yeah.
Let me think. I could probably go look it up. Let's see.
So this film is when's the film? You talk about a film. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. When's it roughly from? You're going to tell
it
me.
It was from the 80s. Let's see her IMDb. I mean, she did do acting too, right? At some point.
I'm not because I could have would save the sort of excuse me for putting you through this because I could Google it, but I haven't got access to anything. I haven't got my PC working in front of me. Sorry.
Well,
yeah.
See, I mean, this is her IMDb. Let's see if it'll even have that in it. Because she was the producer, not necessarily acting in it.
Weird. That's a bit, yeah, that's quite, it's worth, we'll check. It's definitely interesting to check on that one. So I don't quite believe it.
Yeah, let me see. It was just a one word. And actually, I think her, you know, let's see. Maybe it wasn't the 80s. Let's see.
Yeah, it probably wasn't.
She was on Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah, I mean, she's definitely been sort of put forward for some big roles and things. She's a player, isn't she?
I remember she, after the whole Kurt Cobain thing, they put her up as, you know, like a fashion magnet, you know, at one of the award shows, you know, she was walking the red carpet, you know, so she had definitely she was in the right circles. Okay, let's see. That's
not anything. It's a bit like Lady Madge, Madonna.
Her biography. She's the daughter of Grateful Dead devotee Hank and first manager Hank Harrison. So there you go. That's her claim to fame. So she was born in San Francisco, California. But she spent her early years living in hippie communities in Oregon and at schools in Europe and New Zealand.
Oh, I see. Well, that's very jet set, sort of. So, and yeah, the Grateful Dead, the first measure. I mean, they were definitely sort of culture influences.
That was CIA. They were CIA.
Yeah. So there you go. Yeah. Makes some sense. Family thing.
Good old Jerry.
Yeah. Right. Oh.
And the acid tests.
Whole generation.
That's definitely 60s. Fascinating stuff. We're of a certain vintage, maybe. We kind of got fondness for that era, born in it.
That's interesting. They're not. I'm not seeing this. That movie.
I think it must be after she, I don't think, if, yeah, it doesn't matter. I don't mean to be a pedant about those things. It was just, if it had been in the 80s, that would have been interesting if it was before that, but it was probably just early 90s.
Yeah.
She's also already a producer. That's telling, isn't it? That she's been given a sort of a powerful.
Well, but she was born in 1964, so I thought she was younger than that.
64, so
that would have made her a
28 in 92
she could have been
so she was getting on for 30, so she was a bit of an old queen then.
Right.
Really old, you know.
What I was surprised about it, though, which clued me in, because she, I was the Screaming Trees. You know, you've heard that band, the Screaming Trees.
Okay,
They were out of Washington, D.C., or state, sorry. And the singer, the lead singer, Mark Langren, I think his name is, he was a big drug addict, and he was very good friends with Kurt Cobain. As a matter of fact, because I was reading up on his biography, and he was saying that Kirk had called him, and he didn't answer the phone, and he feels very guilty because that was the day he offed himself. So he, but anyway, but he also said that that Courtney Love paid for it, because he was also a drug addict, and Courtney Love paid for his rehab. So, another curious tidbit.
The heroin connection, it seems. Was it heroin? I think it was, wasn't it? I mean, certainly that was the suggestion.
Yes.
Certainly Kurt Cobain was a... I mean, well, I don't really know the full story of these. Was he intravenous drug use? I don't... Or was he, there's different ways of doing this thing. Russell Brand never, he said he's a drug heroin addict, but he just smoked it, we wonder, and the level of addiction, because that's a very good way of controlling people, isn't it?
Well, yeah, and it says here that they were, Sheep was also instrumental. She staged an intervention to convince him to go to rehab as well, Mr. Cobain, but he escaped from his rehab facility and,
I just wanted to jump in here. I just wanted to say something about the Screaming Trees.
I love them.
I wonder if they were evergreen, and I wonder if they were screaming because of all the lynching. Just wondered.
It's a great band. You should check in on them. I love their songs. But obviously connected and somehow. I mean, like I said, I read about the lead singer, and it always sounded like he was always too drugged out, not really,
I've researched on bands, that they all had a ominous beginning, like they were just thrown on the world stage to move an agenda. And I mean, they changed the music like every 10 years for the generation, so there's that big generation gap between parents. Music does that a lot.
Oh, well, this is interesting.
It's reinventing itself. Yeah,
so,
like a burn down the old one and bring in the new. Sorry, go on. Sorry.
It says here about her father. He managed the Grateful Dead for 5 seconds. And he was an amateur acid maker.
Oh, wow, there you go. Wow. Straight into the mainstream of the population. The acid queen. Oh, my God, yeah, what an influencer. An actual into the bloodstream of the population. She probably was never a junkie at all. Probably bullshit. I love a blonde junkie story. It's a classic, it's a classic myth or something. You know what I mean? It's a classic parable that they like to run in the public consciousness. Paula Yates, I think. Narrative like that.
There are a lot of people in here, huh? And I haven't heard a bumper.
That's somebody else. We're not in the live stream, but we're being recorded, so.
Ah, so no bumper. I get it. Okay. Yeah. Sorry to interrupt. I just noticed.
Okay. Somebody else talk for a while.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing the time. I'm gonna step back and got to do things. My hands are full. Good, nice to talk again as ever.
Somebody jump in and change the subject.
Somebody pick a subject.
Yeah, pick one. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
Any ideas of how we reverse this mess, or is it a train wreck?
That's a good question.
I don't think there is a reversal. Because there's too many people following along with it, and they outnumber us. So
yep.
They're deciding for the rest of us. I mean, if you could get enough people, I guess, to walk in a store without mask on or whatever, then, you know, maybe it would convince some of the normies to do the same, because they are followers.
I suppose if they didn't get a negative reaction or get, you know, arrested or punished in some way, that would be, you know, a motivator for other people. But if they see you going to a store, a bunch of people without masks, which I've seen videos like that, and they get kicked out and stuff like that, that could all be staged, but nevertheless, it does influence behavior. So.
Yeah, I've actually seen a few videos where people have been inside, like there was one inside a liquor store and the health department and a few policemen came in there and they just told them to get out. And they just all stood there and said, get out, get out. You have no business here unless you have a warrant. You can't do anything. And they had to leave. That was refreshing to see.
Where was that, Linda? No?
It was in the United States, but I'm not sure where it was.
Let's see. That's awesome. I haven't seen that. I always see the ones that people get kicked out or arrested or it's scandalous, you know.
No, people don't realize the health department and the police department, unless they have a warrant, it's just like your property. They can't enter your business and arrest people. I mean, that's illegal. But people think that it's legal because of COVID, and they go along with it.
And Fauci can't mass diagnose the entire country.
Oh, yes, he can. He's, you know, doctor of the world.
It's illegal for him to do that. And yet, here we are.
And the thing is, what you're saying is true, Linda. However, you know, they have threatened to close businesses down. And even I have friends that dare to open their businesses and they have, I mean, thousands and thousands of dollars of fines. And, you know, they're like now in court. And so, you know, whatever money they did have has now been, you know, it's just been a rough ride for a lot of small businesses, you know, by design probably. But I did have a couple of friends that dared to do that and, you know, they're having trouble.
Didn't work out.
I applauded them. I was so proud of them. And they don't regret it, honestly. But they are not in the best financial state, or they're in a, you know, less comfortable financial state than they were pre-COVID. And it's not over.
People honestly don't know the law, though. The health department, unless they come in and give you an inspection, schedule that inspection and all that stuff, and you don't pass, they can't shut you down.
Well, they can give you penalties and fees and these people, you know, are in court. So, you know, in litigation, everything, and you can't afford to stay open because you have no cash flow or not as much cash flow. So it's not, you know, as simple as that. And it's just one little business, you know, fighting against every other business. And so there's no support. It's a whole lot of things. I know that is all true, but it's not, they're not making it as simple as that.
Hey, Dee Dee.
Hey, guys. Are you waiting for me? I was just listening.
Oh, hey, Dee Dee. I didn't even see you up there.
I just speaked
I wasn't looking at my phone, so I didn't see
We're
you.
Waiting for you to speak, Dee Dee.
Are you really waiting? You guys can
say
talk.
Something.
I'm
say
just
something.
A common, I'm a peasant. I'm just a common person here.
Well, we also have George, and we have Ophalis. And the Zyphus.
Zyphus,
yeah. Hello,
yeah,
boy.
I'm driving on the road right now, so there's too much noise for me to talk.
Good evening, everyone.
Oh, hello.
Hi, George. Hey, Zyphus.
Hey.
I've never spoken to George. Where are you from, George?
I'm based out of Florida.
Oh. Just a gal.
Oh.
George is down there in free country. Must be nice.
We are the wild west of America still.
Not in Miami-Dade. I don't know, George, where you are, but Miami-Dade is very restricted.
Yeah, the Tampa area is still, they're very light on some of the restrictions.
Yeah, that's awesome.
You sound like you're from another country, though.
You mean like a accent?
You have an accent, yes. Are you Australian?
No, I'm born and raised in America.
Huh. Interesting. Doesn't he sound kind of like he's got a little bit of an accent there? I guess maybe it's just me.
I'll take it. Australia is a good one to have.
I would venture to you say you're from the northeast of America.
Boston?
No. Not Boston.
Maine? Rhode Island?
Connecticut? George is not saying he's a man of mystery.
No, Florida. Born in Florida. I have very rarely left the state.
Oh, wow.
So I'm not sure how I got an accent. I don't know. Maybe it's a good thing to sound like a Yankee down south. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess you do kind of sound a little bit like odd. Do you know Uncle Odd?
It sounded like you said he sounded odd.
No, Uncle Odd.
Yeah, Uncle Odd. I know what you meant.
No, I don't. I'm not familiar with the name.
Uncle Odd hasn't been around lately. I guess he's, well.
Is he still fighting his medical exemption thing?
Yeah, he is, but he's not getting very much action. Yeah. I think he's got Costco on the hook, but I don't know. I think the last I heard it was a little, they were dragging their feet on it, so.
Yeah. That's what they're doing, yeah.
Anybody else?
Good to meet you, George.
How's the resistance doing, guys?
Hey, guys.
Waning.
Winning? That means it existed before. That's good news.
Did it? Did it, Gaia?
Why waning? Why waning and whining when we can have dining together?
We call this kind of thing the pub.
Everybody's sipping. We're sipping right now.
The thing is you hear Molly? Yeah.
Molly!
Yeah. Oh, we are recording. Sorry, I will mute this now. how I now see life, what we do together should be the time we are in the working hours. And then we have the time that we now use for this, entertainment and hanging out, the pub life, for our families, for our real life people around us who need care and love and so on. That's how I see the ideal way forward.
Well, I think I need a glass of wine then to join all of you.
Why are you still drinking alcohol? Can I ask that question?
I'm not.
Are we going to have to do what's in your hand?
That's indeed a tradition one of the podcast children of Ev. It's true.
I totally will have a glass of wine. It's in your hand. Show and tell. I totally would have a glass of wine, though, Gaia. Wine.
Well, together, I would love to have a glass of wine, but alone, no.
Yeah. I've always been a social...
Everybody's personal choice, right? I mean...
Yeah, I never have liked to drink alone. I always was a social drinker. So, with COVID and everything being... I really don't even drink anymore.
Yeah.
Unless we're, you know, I'm with friends or family.
Yeah.
Not even family, because my family.
And that's what it's for, right? Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm not anti-alcohol or something. Right? No, of course not. I was an alcoholic myself, right? I mean, for a while. When I joined psychology, that first year, that was pretty embarrassing. So it's better to not. I don't miss it at all, right? I mean, yeah. Just
good. Good for you.
Yeah, and it's good to hear other people are doing in their lives too. John LeBon is now, I don't know how many days doing it. It's good.
Oh really? JLB stopped imbibing?
Yeah, I mean that's what he said, so I believe him. I have no reason to doubt that he.
That's great.
Yeah, I think it's part of a side.
He's drinking the Malaysian water.
No, he lives in Bulgaria, and he has residency there. I heard from him. He said it, so his work. So congratulations, it's well done. I mean, he proves a shift, right? He lives off this, of sharing truth and thinking about the world and your life and all that. And that's his equals normal. His economy. That is the perfect example, right? Of what I'm talking about in working together, that is the thing. He is supported by his support group who support him financially, but there's not really a working together part, and that is really missing. And I found that really a bit disappointing, I must say, because there's no time for entertainment and just watching the world. I mean, we are humans. We have always had tools in our hands and made things and be creative and innovative. And if this is not a proof of evolution and a stress situation where we are the survival of the misfits, as I see it, then I don't know what is.
So what you want to talk about tonight, Gaia?
Well, that, what we each other can provide as social profit. Not social credit, but social profit, how we can profit from each other's values, each other's value. We all have so many skills and talents, and the thing is, we are all aligned on the aware column. We know that we are all aligned. The people in our real life where we have job or work relations with, so we can do make things together, let's say, right? We don't share that usually. But the world will only become more and more hostile to us, so we have to work together. It's the only way for a serene future. Otherwise, the anxiety levels that I see will only increase.
I think that's easier said than done, though. I mean, because we're all scattered.
But I completely don't understand. We're talking with each other. Why can we not work together? 90% of the world is working from home and all virtual. There is no, we need to be together. It can be ideal.
Yep.
Ideally, that's cool. And I would love to host people here in the palace, absolutely. But we shouldn't depend on that. I mean, these elites, they're all living in Monaco and the Virgin Islands, and they work together, right?
Yeah, I'm sure we all put together have a lot of skills.
That's it. And it's just combining those based on voluntarism, not based on a boss or something. Why do people need a boss to be working? I don't understand that.
Right. I do some woodworking on the side. I do some little crafty projects.
What are you doing, sorry?
I do some woodworking projects. I've made quite a few things over the years.
Do you have something to show that? I would love to see it.
I'll have to look. Give me a second and see if I have any pictures.
Not now. I mean, not now. Not immediately. Come on. No, of course not.
Oh, okay.
No, just keep talking about it. I would love to see that.
I have stuff. Yeah, cool. I'm working right now on a tic-tac-toe board for my grandson. It's like a big wooden cutout X's and O's.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be two-toned. Yeah. He'll
love
it.
That is, my mother also, she made our toys and so as well, because she was an handcraft teacher and so on, music and drama as well, but also focused on that. So there were always things going on like that, creativity at home, or clay, or with plaster, or with cloth, or with wood and as well. She did even jewelry, smithery, stuff like that. So I grew up with that, all these kind of creative things. So I'm very interested. I would love to see it. And I think this is a perfect example. You are replacing the toys they would otherwise buy in the big bad system we all hate and we should all consciously detach from, and by that attach consciously to each other. And that is what you do. You provide that in your adore column, the one you love, your grandson, replacing the what otherwise would be poison, literally, right? We know that. So beautiful. Perfect. You see?
Yeah, I
just
made
working together. Yeah.
Right. I made my daughter a coffee table. It turned out beautiful. I made the top of it look like an old chest.
Mm.
It had the metal corners on it and everything.
Oh, please,
yeah.
I want to see it. Yeah.
Yeah,
do you have nice photography? Do you have nice photography? Are you a photographer or a friend or someone?
I know a few people that does photography, but they're not like me.
That's the thing. Anyone aware you know who can do these kind of things? Or at least aware, maybe on the diet thing. Maybe they may believe in the virus, but they know 9/11 is bullshit. I mean, we have to make, right, search for these people in your real life, because it also creates more comfort, because it might be that we're without these chats and internet for a while. That could be. I'm not saying that's going to happen tomorrow, but that can happen for a month or so. They can do that. They can do whatever, right? We know that now. And then we don't want to fall into that hole. I also have been there, right? I'm not above anyone or so speaking. I speak from very deep experience, right? Low experience from the highest floor. That's really absurd. But the thing is, we have to prepare for the future and work together. There's no other way. I don't see any other way. Waiting for someone to save you, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, waiting for somebody to save you, there's a lot of people doing that these days.
And that's the thing, once we have something together, and there are so many initiatives other people do together, and they have also similar moral and ethical similarities and the rest is not important. In the end, I don't care if you're a flat earther or not. If we have a line on the other points, right, it's important. Right? Okay, you're in my geometric view, you're crazy about where we live, but okay, let's not go there. Right? I mean, it's in the end irrelevant. It's all bullshit. Right? Let's cut the bullshit and get together, combining our passions and talent. Well, you are an artist. You are a woodworker. You are right. You provide care for your own family. We ideally, if we have that's indeed the scattered part. If there is still global trade possible, and also for us, that means it would be awesome if your beautifully crafted, well packaged and well sent, all organic table is standing here in another palace or in my palace in Colombia, right? That is with nice photo shoots and so with your table here. That is the ideal, and then we can work together like that, right? I can make bread. And sending bread is a bit more difficult, but what about 5G biscuits?
Yeah, 5G biscuits.
Yeah, right. And
yeah.
I only see opportunities now because, yeah, when I'm cheesy, right? When I'm not cheesy, I don't see that either. And I'm also a bit stunned by things and so I'm not. But I see that I can use my lack of fear and lack of anxiety. These concepts are not, maybe I have it, but I don't recognize it or something, but I have less of that than other people. So yeah, I need to use that for each other and other people use their skills for my life and Molly and all. Right? That is how we all lived always. And people are now in a completely hypnotized, transmutant state, where they think they have to do everything on their own or in the system because there is no other way. But that is, has never been the case that there is no other way. There is always another way. Only if you're in chains, physically chained, okay, then not, right? But I mean, one thing we all have in common is that we at least are having strong aware column, and on top of that, other columns. But that it means nothing if we don't teach, if we don't make other people know our knowledge, right? I mean, otherwise it's selfish in the end to have your own knowledge, and you share, right, by doing these chats. But this is among the shamans already, right, the higher level people already. The younger generation need to know our knowledge, what is happening, what has happened, what hasn't happened, what is impossible, what lies and deceit is going on, what the whole system, the building of the beast, the animal farmers is based on, and that we can detach from that as much as possible by working together, by using our own skills and talents together. That's what they do. That's the only reason they're powerful, is that they're combining their skills and talents, and that they hate each other's guts, right?
Is anybody else going to chime in on anything?
You also have acorn, right? You have your own agriculture, right? Small scale. It doesn't matter, right? Skill, it doesn't matter. It is the act of following what we're talking about here. I find it completely crazy. And I've spoken to other people, I will not name them, but they are at their job, they are telling, yeah, I will take the vaccine. And here online, they're psychologists. Yeah, sorry, that is crazy. I mean, you don't need to lie. You can say other things that make it not a lie, but you can ease things out, right? You don't need to lie about what you're going to do and about your, I don't know, what is your principle then if you talk like that? I kind of understand it.
I guess we
honestly
probably
takes longer. Yeah, sure. Go.
We probably need to change the subject so everybody else can jump in on the conversation.
Well, yeah, but let other people speak about what, I mean, I'm sharing novel ideas, so I would like to know other people. And the thing is, I want to get things done, doing things, right? I mean, App is doing things. Ideally, he would support his family his whole life with the blog and the Discord, everything that is, and he doesn't need to do truck driving, right? That's how, yeah, it's like John Le Bon is doing. He is proving that it can work if you live a nomadic, minimalist lifestyle. But if we work together, we can live the way we want. There is only opportunities. We can make thousands of t-shirts with our quotes on it. We'll sell. People will walk around with Obey on their shirts. Come on. Oh, fellas, are you there? You're listening, you're not saying anything. Oh, fellas, please. Co-founder of your shift, speak up, man. There's nobody who can say things like you.
Fellas just have a way with words. Maybe he's away.
And he has a good voice, yeah, he's away.
Yeah,
he's still at work, he's still plumbing, I think. But now I will talk about Ophelis then. He is listening in. The thing is, he is very versatile in his skill set. It's amazing. He knows, and he's not a bullshitter. He's not arrogant and bullshitting. He knows what he's talking about. Right? He's in cryptocurrencies, in plumbing, Arise, restaurant business, keto, games. He has such a broad palette of skills and things. And he was the one who inspired me to do things and vice versa. So... Psychology. So it's all started, yeah, psychology.
Yeah, and he's not haughty about it or, you know, boastful. He's just down to earth. Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah. But we're seeing and saying the same things. It's really beautiful. I've not had that, even not with friends in real life, best friends in real life, anywhere. And even online, I've chatted it for 21 years online. And this has never happened with someone I had so much alignment as with him.
That's beautiful, Gaia. That's great.
Yeah, I'm really. That's funny that we battled about space travel and other things. Right?
And here I thought I was your number one gal. Darn it.
You left twice and you became my matron, and 3 days later you stopped everything again.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you know.
And at that time you doubled my matroness because Alphalus was the only matron then. So.
We'll come back around. And it's the right time. You know that.
When is the right time in a fucking war? Sorry, especially if you're in the U.S. The U.S. will fall. This is the whole purpose of this. China will rise and the U.S. will fall. So I don't understand this complacency. And this is, sorry, I'm watching literally now in front of me Idiocracy, where the guy is just entertainment. We have to do things, especially you as U.S. Americans, really. You're the Germans of now, of this war.
I agree with that. I mean, they are bringing us down.
You have your own Nazi party, Biden, and so. And
yeah.
The Black Lives Matter is the reverse of the anti-Semitism narrative,
right.
Let's say. And that's bringing
right.
Germany, the U.S., the industrial and military and everything power in the world down. So that's how I see it.
I think this reset is trying to get every country to be equal so they can put us on a one-world currency. At least that's my opinion.
But all equal is impossible, right? I mean, Central Africa, but... But going after the U.S. especially, and Europe, they keep in lockdown and strict. I mean, Britain is no threat because... They have strict lockdowns now tested there. It all worked for them, right? Now they get a bit more freedom again, right? They're just playing with the gas on the pot with the frog, the boiling frogs, right? I'm not a boiling frog, so, yeah.
As far as I know, U.S. is the only one left with all the guns in the population.
Yeah, but that's the thing. We are post-guns. We have invisible monsters. It's much more... much better weapon for them. It's a magical weapon. So, in the end, they can invent many more and more contagious monsters that you can that 6 feet apart and not if you will be shot or so, right? And then there is guns needed, of course, but this, I mean, I look around here and there is no military, there is no police. People self-police, people comply. And in the US, okay, I know it's different and there's more freedom-loving people, luckily, there. But guns, in the end, they have more bullets and more guns. So, right? In the end, that's a lost battle. Just already. No, I'm not saying don't get guns. It's important, especially for other people who want to steal your stuff. Of course. I mean, I'm happy I have guys with guns. Right? Of course.
No, but what I was saying was that the U.S. citizens have a lot of guns. I mean, they've been collecting them for years. So,
yeah, but they have never more than the military, right? The military has more guns and more bullets. I mean, they're in charge of it, right? And in the end,
I mean,
they will.
That's true.
If it comes to that, they will win.
Yeah, if it comes to that, they would win, of course. But I mean, to actually bomb your own country and kill your own citizens, I mean, I think the rest of the world would stand up.
I don't think they're going to kill off the Americans so much. They're going to drive them away to Canada and to Latin America. Because Canada needs to have 100 million people in 2100. That's their plan, right? It's open, out in the open. And the U.S. was projected with 75 million less in some, right? I don't know if that's valid or official or so, anything, but it is there, right? It is something. I want to prepare you, and I want you to be prepared, right? I want to help you. It's not that I'm on a fearmonger or anything.
Where are you getting
information from, Gaia? Various sources.
Americans to go to Canada.
No, that's not what I'm saying. That is my interpretation. What Canada has, and that's completely out in the open, ask Ed as well, Canada 100 million is a plan for 2100, the year 2100, to have 100 million inhabitants. Now they have like 35 or so. So a triple increase in a country size is insane anyway. Huh? No. Along the border with the U.S., that's the plan. That's the thing. It's not along the coast, where you would expect Somalians and Africans and Chinese maybe indeed coming in. No, it is along the border with the U.S., in the middle of fucking Manitoba. Nobody wants to live there, but it's the ideal place to build so-called smart cities, so-called green cities, and this global warming shit and so. I mean, this cold up there, that's right. They're playing with us, and that is their plan. That's out in the open. I'm not inventing things. It's not a conspiracy. It's just there, out in the open.
Well, that's what they may want, but I don't think I'm going to move to a cold
place. The only people that could afford to move to Canada, because they're like triple the, I mean, their houses are like expensive compared to America, would be
a new built house in a place where there's other new build and there's logistics, there's construction. Yeah, but that's Toronto. That's Toronto, of course. Bogota is also. But if you build a new, plan a new city, Brasilia, Astana, other cities in the world, the new capital of Egypt, I don't know the name, right? They're building all these, planning all these kind of new cities. That is what's going to happen along the border with the U.S. and Canada. That is in Canada. In Canada, that's the thing. The U.S. will become more empty. I mean, that's where most of these motherfuckers live. They want their space. They don't want crawling ants as they see us, goyim, there in their environment. They want their luxury houses without views on other houses. They want to see nature. Yeah, that's what they want. So they want Americans out, and Canada wants people in. It's simple. And building a house in the middle of nowhere of Canada with root wood and it's fucking cheap. That's the thing. You have to think about your own future in the U.S. Where you want to be. I mean, there is no end to this. This is the future. There's no back to normal. There's nothing going on like it. This is it. We'll only become more and more invisible monsters. But Purple Play, you must have, you have met Vidair, you must have talked about these things in a higher level, at a spiritual level, but the same thing is going on, right? And you see that we spiritually connect, we have a collective consciousness, let's make that also into an, well, virtual, not physical, that's not possible now, okay, right? But at least align these two things. I cannot see the, right? If we understand that we have a collective consciousness, vibrations together, that we are strong and aware, how we not can work together. I cannot understand this.
I'm not sure what you're saying. I'm sorry. I was off for a minute.
Yeah,
there.
No worries. No problem.
Wasn't listening, but I don't see how you're connecting that with moving to Canada.
No, that is the long-term plans in your environment, in the U.S. That's the thing. This is not my country where I live, but... Right, this is what most of the information is coming from anyway. Molly! But the thing is,
well,
that all the plans are out there and so on. Right? There is so much drawn already for us that it's going to happen. Well, we can anticipate on that. That is the whole point. We cannot stop that. It's going to happen, these things.
Well, like I said, I don't know where that information is coming from. I know that Ab has talked about regions, but
that's America 2050. Yeah, yeah, indeed.
That's all. That's as far as I know. And I took it as to most of the people will be in those regions, but.
Yeah, and then the next 50 years is. The fulfilling the tripling of a population of a country. Sorry, so Canada is empty, right? It is easy to settle. It is right. You see, and it did this global warming hoax bullshit stuff, right? That is, especially if you're in Southern California. You're not in Southern California, right? You're Northern California, I think, or Central or something. But doesn't matter. But I mean, they're driving people away from areas and moving them around. They do that everywhere in the world. The U.S. is no longer immune to that. That's the whole corona cost. That's what Germany was back then. That's what they're now doing to the U.S. That's why this fucking clown Biden is there. Nobody wants to be represented by Biden, even not a strong Democrat who never want to vote Republican doesn't want to be in his heart, his or her heart, be represented by this freak. Come on.
Well, right, but, yeah, like I said, I don't really, I'm not versed on all that.
No, but it means something. That's the thing. I'm not either. I hate politics, right? I mean, but it means something, and it means something for other people. So the Super Bowl doesn't interest me, but it means something, no matter if I like it or not, right?
Right. I mean, I guess I'm not understanding what you want.
I think it's symbolic. It's symbolic. Oh, what I want you? No, that, I don't. I mean, you decide for yourself, but I want to put the point forward to think about your own future and know what's going to happen. These plans, I mean, the European Union was planned in the 1920s and so, before the Second World War already, right? People back then didn't know these plans. We now have the knowledge of these plans. It's the first time in history. It's never happened before. Well, I think we have a moral obligation to act upon that knowledge.
Well, I'm not sure what we can do, I guess, is what.
Well, the first thing you can do is teach. teach. You're a teacher. You can teach. You teach your knowledge. That is already what we all share here. Not everybody is as good a teacher. That's fine, but we can form pairs, right? We can, together, you and Vidair together, I want to hear, please, I will shut up and then I will listen to you, but you together are a perfect couple to bind people to us and to grow our network of conscious and action and working together. I have a lot of things that are outlined and planned and I'm working on, so don't worry, you will see things, more things coming. But what I want is our own social profit system, pool, I call it, because it's not a system, but social profit, not social credit. That's what we can have, very simple and very easy. But please talk about Vider and your lovely meeting. That's I will shut up.
I'm still not sure exactly what you're talking about, but like there's not really a whole lot to tell. We got together for a couple hours in person. I mean, we talk all the time, but as far as our, you know, meetup, we just met in person and hung out for a couple hours, and that was about it.
But did you feel the same vibrations as online? I would say yes, but I don't know. I mean,
what do you mean?
Not so much. You have good vibrations online. We have talked, the three of us together as well, right? I mean, I observed that, right? Of course. But
Was
it not like that then? It could be. I mean, that's fine. I mean, I had my own experiences with psychologists coming here, so please, no. But it was, yeah, was nice. Okay, yeah, fine.
Yeah, it was, I mean, yeah, she was, like you said, we've spoken a lot before, so it was just the in-person validation, I guess you could say, that she's a real person and she validates me as a real person. So we're not
person or human? Person or human? Because person is, isn't that a legal term or something?
Right, humans. Okay.
Okay,
well, humans.
Cool. Nice, yeah.
Sorry.
No, sorry. What the fuck? No.
Well, I'm not sure what else I can say other than it was fun. And everybody's gone.
and who is recording? Why? It's Craig. It's nice. I would like to have the recording as well, of course. But do you know who called in Craig?
Why we are not in the live? Benoit.
Okay, then I would like to ask someone else to interact, and I will ask that. But I need that this file as well, because I want the link. Just send me the link of the Craig box. I cannot get that. Benoit needs to send that or share that with someone else. Okay, thanks. Yeah.
Yeah,
but
know.
You see, I want to do things because if not, I mean, what? When we first spoke, I saw that in you too. That's why, right? I invited you to my radio. That's why. But I understand your hesitation and so. But you see how easy we can do things together. Or not?
Well, again, I'm not sure what you're asking here. What do you want us to do?
No, I don't decide for anything. That's the whole philosophy. It's your own philosophy. Now, the thing is, how do you spend your day? I mean, what do you get? What is your source of income, and what's your support of your life? Where do you depend on, right?
Well, I mean, I don't know what that has to do with the conversation. I think you're asking me what I want to do, not what I do, but
what you do now should align a little bit with your passion.
I've been thinking about things, yeah, about what I'd like to do in the future, and you know, what like what you said about teaching children, maybe. But I have to figure that out for myself at this point.
If we have a structure together, if that is already established, if that is already working in Gambia, for instance, yeah, then you don't need to invent that. You just use a template and we can teach people, right? We can teach people anything. Why not people teach people truth and philosophy and ecos nomos, the support
right.
of our lives? That should be
exactly.
each other. That shouldn't be the building of the beast, right? And it shouldn't relate to money, because money is going to disappear.
Right. Well, like I said, I'm still working on all that myself, as far as what I'd like to do and if what I want to do will be possible. So, because everything is as such in flux, I may be thinking about something that I want to do that may not be possible in the new structure, the new paradigm, so to speak.
Well, what I want to do is what actually what I did with Rollo. It was the mental state of the patient was a bit different than, but it all went well in the end. We kept him alive and it was all safe and sound. So, is driving around in nature, in touch with Gaia, and talk about what I know, and relax, and no masks, and in the car with good music and good food, and all together. That is what I can provide to you, what I'm working on, or for Ophalis, and for Whitefake and LSP in their areas, and geologic, my side, but also planning of logistics.
So you're hosting travelers, is that what you're saying? You're going
to
host...
I can organize a tour in your environment to nice geologic places, and you have your knowledge about beautiful gardens, beautiful other things, you know, only you know, right? It's your knowledge, and use that to just drive people around in your car, two people ideally, small excursion. One day you can do multiple days, and I map out the beautiful geology you have there. And that's what I'm doing for... with Ophalis and with Wi-Fi. Right.
I see.
And that is how we can also connect in real life with people who are aware and awake, and we can talk freely about these things in real life. So that scattered part, in the end, well, I proved it with Royal, it was a bit different, but still, we did what I intended to do. On the streets, we had interviews with people on the street. Talking, he was immediately, planes hit the towers at 9/11? And the guy, the level of English was not so good, of course, but we all have that on camera, right?
I got it. I understand that. But I was just going to say, though, given that we are not, quote unquote, able to travel, maybe unless we get vaccinated or whatever, doesn't that kind of throw up
for That is my revelation of today. Because I combine different passions together and now I see how I'm going to do it. I have the software already. It's now illegal. I want to buy that officially. You can build levels of roads in nature where I can make the geology just like it is. And you can, at home, ideally with a simulator, but it doesn't need to be, enjoy a virtual excursion through your area with beautiful places.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Now you're talking about virtual Zoom calls.
No, the thing is, we can combine the virtual and hopefully in the end, that's going to happen. I see that happening because there's going to be a solar maximum and they want to combine this traveling and horrible fossil fuel abusing people, right? With this climate stuff, and that's a real climatic thing. Look at now, there's a lot of snow in Athens. There was snow. Yeah, that's the solar minimum. That's proof, right? I mean, we are in the solar minimum. That's why we're in lockdown now. That's why 2020. That's why they did it then. I mean, other symbolic reasons and other reasons, of course. But that's mainly why, because they are going to reverse the world completely and let everybody travel, because that's the way to vaccinate people. Right? This is how they did 9/11 too. This checks on the airport, the Patriot Act internationally was spelled on the airport after 9/11. That's the same thing now, what they're doing with vaccines and so on. So international travel, that's not possible anymore. But at least you in the U.S. can still travel within your own state at least, right? And then state to state, you have a lot of freedom in the U.S. compared to other countries.
Well, yeah, I guess. Well, that's very interesting. I think that's a great idea. I'm going to think about it, but I've got to go now because I'm losing juice here and my dog is needing a walk. So
beautiful. That's it as well. My dog's beautiful, adore for me. Yeah. The thing is,
I will
be in your show.
On
I want to ask one last thing. You fill this in yourself. I just provide the columns, the names, right? But you have a live column, your diet, your stuff, right? You have a rice, your cooking skills, my bakery, right? You have, we have amaze, photography, art, right? All these columns, you have something in that, and that gives you structure to see your life and organize where you can profit from and support your life, right? That is the only way forward and together, right? Instead of buying, like I said, stupid mainstream stuff, we can buy our own cooking, right, from each other. Okay, have you a beautiful walk with your dog, beautiful.
Okay.
Thanks, and thanks we could at least finish talking together. I don't know why everybody left. I have strange ideas maybe, but I'm not crazy, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, it needs some fleshing out, but like you said, I'll think about it and I'll run over and see what you got set up in the site. I haven't been over there for a while, I have to admit.
No, no worries. And the thing is, there should be a form of commitment to each other, right? If you find sync in something, let's work. Let's use that. Let's use that gift of Gaia and work together. Right? I mean, yeah. Okay. Have a good walk. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, what a beautiful chat it ended to be. Yeah, I understand that my ideas are different than other people, but yeah, that's why I'm here. That's why I was a fakeologist, I would say. I spent that time doing that fakeology stuff, but I'm over that. I've done that. I'm at a different level now. Yeah, and it might be difficult for other people to hear, but it's the same thing as someone telling you that nukes don't exist for the first time. I'm not crazy. I'm weird, maybe. But I have skills, and I happily use them to help each other. And by that, we are the resistance. And many people prove that at certain levels, and they don't realize that we can do that on all levels. And that is how we should spend our days, not our nights. Our nights should be for our family and our dog and ourselves and other entertainment that we can still communicate like this, but if we do that as work hours, it doesn't need to be 9 to 5. That's the beauty of it. We can be so flexible all together. So Benoit, whatever difference we have, you please share the link with me of the Crackbot. Send it to me or put it somewhere, or send it to Ab and let him send it to me if you're definitely cannot send anything to me. But you can, so please do that. And thank you, listeners. Fakeologist.com, IMI Radio is back, and you can hear I'm back too, with Molly. And together, we are at least going to conquer our world, the world, because there's no other world anymore. All the far countries I've been and I've not been don't exist, are NPCs at this moment and in the future. So Colombia is the only country I will stay in. That is a different mindset. Other people are still figuring out this. I figured this out in the first week. Yeah. Maybe you're a bit slow, and maybe you need a kick on the ass, and we should stop just talking and doing nothing. Or you just keep doing that. It's up to you, right? It's your own choice. But then you shouldn't be surprised that the future will hit you hard and not nice. Because we will be only more estranged from other people. So if we don't work together, and the resistance will form together, so you can jump on any time to a shift. There is no resistance possible. All kinds of resistance groups in all kinds of wars, Jan Erik. Please, how successful were they? Well, they were successful in their own right, because they had resistance. And the ones that are in the news where the police came in and they murdered the people and they stopped it, those are probably staged. You know that, Jan-Erik, you are a main skeptic in that area. So use that. You see what I mean now, right? You see what I mean. We shouldn't hide behind a past we know is forged. We shouldn't hide behind a past we know is forged. Thank you, IMI Radio, fakeologist.com. Thank you, App. Thank you, everybody. Join IMR Radio. Join the resistance. The shift. Bye-bye.
That's all, folks.